And now, a commentary from the director of North Carolina Newsline, Rob Schofield.
Anyone who's stepped outside of late is aware that, like the rest of the country, North Carolina has a homelessness problem. While jobs remain plentiful, other factors, substance addiction, untreated mental health problems, and most importantly, a dire lack of affordable housing, have left thousands of people out on the street with literally no place to go. And because penny-pinching elected officials have slashed safety net programs to the bone, little help is on the way. It's gotten so bad that many cities are directing police to break up homeless encampments and arrest those who refuse to go. Earlier this week, the issue worked its way to the U.S. Supreme Court, where justices seemed inclined to okay an Oregon town's ordinance that enforced just such a practice. The bottom line, it's understandable that cities don't want homeless people living on their streets and in their parks. But jail is a cruel and false solution that will end up costing more than investing in the housing and services that are actually needed. Let's hope the Supreme Court gets this simple truth. For NC Newsline, I'm Rob Schofield.